Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I still don't know why I struggle with the word almanac. Why did I call this podcast the Evening Almanac when it turns out I can't say it properly? Welcome to the Evening Almanac. Welcome to the Evening Almanac. It's weird, isn't it? It's like a tongue twister. Welcome to the Evening Almanac. Yes, anyway, it's Monday. It's Monday evening. How you doing? We got through the weekend. You don't normally say that, do you? You normally say, we got through the week. We got through the weekend. It went pretty quick. And now I'm back at it, at work. But I have two gigs this week. First gig is Sam Rhodes in Sutton. It's 10 minutes. And then I have the T-Bird. That's a bird noise. At Finsbury Park on Friday, which is nice. Nice to have a Friday gig. Because people come out and they're a little bit like, come on, let's party. I mean, I did it before. There wasn't many audience there, but it was cosy and nice. And Jeff Alderman is the guy who runs it, who is just a wonderful guy. I very much get on with the older comedians, being a little bit of an older man myself. So, because I can't always get down with these kids who are like, yeah, like, I was rizzing this bitch on Tinder. And then she came over, I don't know why I'm doing a rap now. And then she came over to mine and there was like spaghetti in the sink because I was like, oh no, my roommate, he a chief. I don't know, do people say chief anymore? That was a good insult, that was, chief. Do you remember that? You fucking chief. You would think that chief is a compliment. Yes, anyway, so... interesting side note, my friends were at a party once, I wasn't there, I just heard about this, and chief is like a regional insult, it seems to be something that only certain people know, and there was just some guy at a party being a knob going, yeah, I'm the boss, and my mate was going, that's right mate, you're the chief, and he was going, yeah, I'm the chief, so I think that was quite funny. Anyway, I'm listening to Mastery by Robert Greene. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but I can't stop talking about books I'm listening to as if I'm some kind of fucking intellectual when I'm not. So, yes, and it makes me want to do comedy. It makes me want to do comedy more. I definitely think comedy is my... Hey, now listen, I had a good gig the other week, so I'm all like, oh, comedy's my thing. The moment you have a bad gig, you're like, comedy can fuck off. Weekender, fuck off and die. That's what it feels like. That's Weekender, by the way, that song. That's great. There was a debate on Twitter about what is a better song. Is it Stone Roses, Fool's Gold, or is it Flowered Up's Weekender? Listen to both of them side by side. I think it's got to be Fool's Gold, but Weekender is great. Anyway, Shane Gillis did SNL. Now, I know that's America, so... You know, who really cares about what Americans are doing? But it was very interesting because I like Shane Gillis. I really like his comedy. He's very likable. He's just like a fairly un-PC dude. He's got a vibe. And the thing is, people look at Shane Gillis and they go, oh, he's just a dude talking. He's just, you know, he's like just a friendly dude talking. And it's like, yeah, but it takes a lot to cultivate that image on stage of being talkative. And it's what I've been trying to do for a long time, to get on stage and just kind of be chatty and friendly and like everyone's having a laugh together. It's really difficult. It's a real skill to develop. And so watching him do his SNL monologue where it all got awkward and then he was just like, look, I haven't got any material for TV. It was very funny. He handled it. If I'm going to be an arsehole, I'd say he handled it with aplomb. These fucking words. There's certain words that people say and you just think, oh, go fuck yourself. Aplomb's one of them, isn't it? You can't ever say, oh, you did that with aplomb in a conversation. I don't think you can. I don't think aplomb is something that... Aplomb? You sound like a fucking plum. A plum it should be. A plum says aplomb. Oh, I don't know why. That annoyed me, that sentence. Anyway, yes. So, basically, two gigs this week. So, I'm going to have to start working on my set. I've got several things... to sort out in it. This new Valentine's card bit I want to do. I've got that is it easier to be gay bit, which I'm still worried sounds a little homophobic, but I don't think so. It's very much in praise of the freedom that gay people feel and the masculine expectations put on to straight men. And it's more like me going, hey, you know, gay people, you know, They it's basically like they do this, but we have to do that. That is that kind of thing. Look, I've done it in front of a gay couple and they were laughing along. So if you find that offensive, then you're homophobic, because they didn't. No, I am. I'm worried all the time. Everything I say, I'm like, is this homophobic? Is this racist? Is this bigoted? Is this classist? The whole time I'm just worried about offending people. Ridiculous. Which is why I'm also trying to work on this bit, which I fucked up the other day at that gig, which turned out to be a very good gig, but it was amazing how much I fucked it up at the beginning, which was when you have a thing in the diary, you're looking forward to the thing until the thing comes along and then you don't want to do the thing. And there is a joke in there somewhere that I need to unlock. I don't know if you're a comedian, you might be if you're listening to this, but when you're going through an idea, like that whole gay thing of they have a day to come out, but straight people don't, and I envy the fact that, you know, gay people get a day, because we don't get a day. That was the start of the joke. And I've had it for months going around in my head, that idea, and different iterations of it, and it's only... only recently I've only used it in three gigs I think now. So yes, jokes take a while to form, and then you do them on stage, and then you start taking bits out. It really takes a long time. That whole sperm donor bit, it's been in and out of my set for well over a year. And all right, what are you barking at? Right, I better go. Anyway, I'm just waffling on now. See you on the next pod. Cheers. Look at it, they're both going nuts. See you later.